is up. It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Cy Denak. Cy is the founder and CEO of Deduction.com. He is an entrepreneur and a thought leader. We had a great conversation that, of course, started with two truths and a lie. And then we got into starting an AI-powered income tax service, how that came to be, the thinking that went into it, how they are handling the problem of human nature, of people wanting to get things done but dragging their feet, how they are interacting with the Internal Revenue Service, how they are bringing the human touch and human trust into a technology company and an area that is so personal and sometimes very intimidating, which is, of course, the world of income tax and people not wanting to make mistakes and people not wanting to pay too much and all those things. Then, of course, we finish with a great difference-making tip. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Cy, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please.
Yeah. I was a DJ. Number one. Number two, I live in Colorado, but I don't ski. And number three, I grew up in Italy and the UK, and now I'm in America.
Okay. Italy, UK, America. You were a DJ. You live in Colorado, but you don't ski. My goodness, these are pretty tricky because I know that you're from the UK, but I don't know if you're born in Italy, and I don't know if you ski or not. I know you live in Colorado and you seem like a multifaceted, talented person, so I fully believe that you could be a DJ. So all of these things together, I am going to say that you were not ever a DJ.
That was truth. That was truth, George. That's how I paid my way through college, actually. Easiest money I ever made. I'll tell you that much. Most fun money I ever made. And the lie was that I live in Colorado, but I don't ski.
Turns out you love skiing. It's your favorite thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then I did grow up in Italy in the UK, yeah.
All right. Did you grow up skiing or is this a newfound love since moving to Colorado?
A new thing, obviously.
I don't know. I don't know if you go skiing in the UK. I'm an ignorant American. Sorry.
In the UK, it's if you would like to ski on the wettest, sloppiest snow, then yeah. But actually, the people in the UK, they go and ski in France, but I didn't grow up. Let's say in that income bracket. But, you know, now that I live, you know, fun fact is the Rockies are taller than the Alps. So there's no need to go to France.
No, they can keep the Alps. No thanks.
Yeah. And we've just in the pre-interview, George, we were talking about fast food and, you know, the Alps doesn't have fast food. The Rockies
None?
Does. So
no fast food in the Alps. France doesn't have fast food.
I don't need to leave. No, not unless you count fondue as fast food, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I do not think so either. All right. Well done. You got me. Congratulations. What is top of mind for you right now?
So George, I run a tax firm and we're kind of in tax season right now. So that is top of mind for me, is helping people get through tax season, our clients get through tax season. And that is what is top of mind on the professional level. And on the personal level, I'm designing my side yard in anticipation of summer for my little 6-month-old to play around. Those are the two things top of mind.
Well, congratulations. 6-month-old. Is that your first?
Yep.
Super exciting. What's going to be in the yard?
You know, I want to go with fake grass. I don't know if that's controversial. People out there, there's some purists out there who are like, you know, grass has to be real. In Colorado, grass is not native to Colorado. Another fun fact for you. And then I'm thinking of putting this is going to sound very pretentious, but a Japanese soaking tub which is basically a fancy hot tub. And that's what I'm thinking out here. And this is giving away a secret, but Denver, Colorado has the best weather, I think, in the US. 300 days of sunshine. So that's what I'm thinking.
Got to be a big change from the UK.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I actually first moved to New York when I came to America. And New Yorkers love to complain about the weather in New York because it's very humid. But I made a promise to myself that coming from the UK, I'd never complain about the weather in America. So a lot of, you know, weather is like the number one topic, small talk chat. And whenever people complain about the weather, I always caveat and say, look, I really would love to complain with you, but I just can't because I come from a place where you don't really see the sky for like 300 days of the year. So,
which doesn't sound awesome. I'm having a hard time with your statement that grass is not native to Colorado. Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, like the normal, like the grass, like that grows in like, yeah, it's like not native. It doesn't really, it's really hard to keep alive.
Well, that's a compelling reason for artificial
that could be
turf,
then. That could be part of the two truths. I should have made that the two truths and a lie.
Absolutely. Should have done that. That would have been. Yeah. Japanese soaking tub. Well, I think it's all coming together. It's going to be awesome. Your son's going to love it. So not much more time left, though, buddy. You feel like you're on progress?
Yeah. We're doing good. Team is cranking.
All right. So you started a company to help people with income taxes.
Yeah.
Is that obvious? Is that when you were 6 months old, did you think in your mind, one day, you know what I'm going to do?
One day.
Start an AI-enabled tax company.
Can't say that was what I thought I was going to be. If I could, I probably would have just kept being a DJ. But I do like building companies and starting this company has been a lot of fun because you get to build something that you want to use, and that's always pretty satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things that I felt was that people have like a really, they have poor choices. They can either, you know, use something like a TurboTax and they pay a nominal amount, but they have to go through forms and, or they have to pay like $1,000 to an accountant. And in the UK, I come from a place where every year you get a letter from the government saying, this is what you owe, or this is what your refund is. You don't have to file a tax return, if you can believe it. And so the system here is so different and it's also so expensive that my philosophy was, why can't everyone have a personal accountant? And so that's what gets me up in the morning. But the six-year-old me would be DJ or filmmaker or something. There's still time, though. Like the Goldman Sachs CEO, who was also a DJ at the same time, you know? I could do that.
There is still time. You are a young man, the bright future ahead of you. All right. So the income tax system is enormous. Our tax code is enormous. It grows every year. I think it's intimidating, and I work in personal finance. And,
yeah, right.
So simplifying things, making it easier, that all makes sense. You look at it and you said, okay, why can't everybody have a personal advisor? Was this an idea that you had before AI became so ubiquitous, or was this before?
This was really as AI was becoming more powerful that I was emailing my accountant, lovely guy, by the way, just completely overworked and needs to charge a certain amount of money, right? And I didn't get a response for 3 weeks. And me and my co-founder prototyped an email-based accountant. Like, what if instead of emailing my accountant, I could email an AI agent that was connected to my accountant? Because I still want the human trust, right? I don't trust an AI black box to go do taxes. That's, you know, I trust AI to go put a nutrition plan for me together, but I don't trust it to go handle my taxes in front of the IRS. And we prototyped it. And obviously the response was instant. It was more comprehensive. It even caught some really interesting things that I wasn't doing, like a SEP IRA. And by the way, that SEP IRA basically returned, instead of owing money, I'm going to get a refund this year. And so I was like, this is the future. And it was early enough that I thought, okay, no one has probably done this yet. And I was correct. And so we very, obviously someone's going to do it. So we founded the company there and then. And we named the company deduction.com because I didn't call it deduction.ai or because it's not about the AI. The AI is there. It does amazing things. But it's really about bringing prices down because the one thing, this may wax a bit philosophical, but the way AI is being presented to everyone today is basically as a way to make companies more productive. What does that do? That just increases the profit margins of a company. How does it benefit the end consumer? And my philosophy is that at some point, AI should benefit the consumer. And there's many different ways it can do that. But one of the ways is to bring prices down, deflationary. And if I sold my tool to accountants, you can believe that the price, they're not going to flow those savings down to the end consumer. They're just going to take the profit, the increased profit. And so that's why deduction.com is consumer facing. It's because by being a direct consumer business, I can control the pricing. I can bring prices down. So anyway, I went on a little bit of a soapbox there, but that's something that I really believe in.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So when somebody goes to walk me through the actual user experience.
Yeah, it's honestly just like you would have an accountant. So when you sign up, you can either go to deduction.com or actually you can email taylor@deduction.com. That's the AI agent. As soon as you start emailing or signing up online, you're good to go. So what happens then? You're not going to go through endless forms and questionnaires like you would with TurboTax or anything like that. The agent is just going to email you and say, "Hey, George, I'm so glad you're with us for this season. Can you upload, last year's 1040 so I can get to know you a bit better? These are some things I'm looking out for you." You would then upload all your documents. Some people actually email their documents to the agent because that's quite easy, Like that's how you would with a human, right? You just, here's my W-2, here's my 1099, go deal with it. And the agent will take all of those emails and documents. It'll put together a plan for you, put together some questions. Maybe, "Hey, George, just checking, like, seems like you work from home, right? I checked out your LinkedIn," stuff like that. And then ultimately, the agent will prepare your return. One of our CPAs in-house will review it, maybe ask one extra question. "Hey, George, this is Matthew from the deduction CPA team. I know you're working with our Taylor, our agent, but I just wanted to pop in and say hello. And it seems like you're missing a 1099." And then lastly, you'll get your ready for review and e-signature. But that's not where it ends. A lot of people think about taxes. They think, "Oh, it just ends with April." The rest of the year, you get unlimited advice, whether it's, you're thinking about starting up a side hustle and you want to set up an LLC, or maybe you got a large gift or inheritance, or my vision is that we have to rethink what an accountant is. If you are a high net worth individual, your accountant does, you best believe your accountant does a lot more than just filing once a year. Your accountant is almost like a sort of business partner. They'll let you know, "Hey, George, I don't think you should buy that car. Yes, you should do this. Yes, you should do that." The problem is that most people can't afford $20,000 a year accountant. And so your $1,000 accountant a year is can't afford to give you that level of service, but deduction can. So, yeah.
How did you know how many CPAs you needed to have on staff? Just kind of guessed, you sort of modeled that out.
That's a really good question. I'm lucky that I met and brought on some really clever people that, well, actually CPAs who are also kind of startup people, and so they were able to balance. They were sort of able to see the future, but also understand that startups have a vision, and the reality today is often not quite there yet. And so I had a lot of help to figure out, okay, you're going to need two CPAs, two tax managers, et cetera. But yeah, I think one of the things that we are going to be doing over the coming years is constantly simulating tax returns and figuring out like how many people do we need versus not. And as the AI gets better and better, can you pull back your hiring and things like that.
And people have been comfortable. Sounds like some people are fine just shooting an email to Taylor and sending their documents. People are just used to sharing information online now.
Email is very natural. I found that most people get it. People also like texting their accountant. So we get a lot of text messaging. Right now, text message is fully human-led, so our support team texts back. But, we will add some automation there, more for the benefit of the client. Sometimes they'll text saying, "Hey, what's the status of my return?" They should get an instant response, right? And then eventually phone call, where I think, my vision with phone calls is give people the option. Would you like an instant call with the AI agent, or would you like to talk to a human? Wait time is about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So why not, while you're waiting, just chat to the agent and maybe the agent just answers your question, right? Because you got to be sensitive to people. A lot of people are tired of these robo phone calls. But there's, at the same time, we have to educate people that we're no longer in that world of press one for this, press two for the, we are talking about very, very advanced agents now that probably can outperform humans in some situations. So, yeah, we'll thread that needle.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing for sure. There's this very, very real behavior gap between what I intellectually know and then what I actually do. And I know that I'm probably supposed to have my taxes ready and prepared before a day before the deadline. But as a human being, I like to drag my feet on this stuff and not get the CPA or deduction.com my information. How did you think about that? Instilling a sense of urgency, getting people through the process?
Yeah, we do two things. One is that people are surprised that you can kind of give documents iteratively, whereas previously with a lot of accountants, you have to do it all in one go. So one of the challenges is actually just to educate people, like, as soon as your W-2 comes, just forward the email to taylor@deduction.com. The second thing is we do send out kind of more and more emails saying, "Hey, George, just so you know, if you don't send in your documents by this date, then we're going to have to file an extension." The good news is that, here's a kind of pro tip for your for your audience, is that you can file an extension and it's pretty fine. It's very normal. And if you miss April 15th, as long as you filed an extension, you're okay. Even if you have not filed an extension, if you generally get a refund every year, you're probably also fine. So people get very, very stressed. We do our best to alleviate that and set timelines, but we also understand that the reality is some people forget, et cetera. And so we're pretty well prepared to support people where they're like, "Oh shit, I missed the deadline." It's like, actually, don't worry about it. Especially if you mostly get a refund every year, you're going to be fine. In other words, you've probably overpaid the IRS, and so you shouldn't worry.
Appreciate that. Regarding the IRS, do they enjoy when companies like yours spring up? Does it make them angry? How is your relationship, if any at all?
Interesting question. I think they probably don't care and they don't know about anyone new, really. I think we're talking about an organization that is probably overwhelmed. I know that they have reduced the number of IRS agents. The previous administration increased the number of agents. Now they've cut that hiring plan. I think ultimately, the IRS only cares that returns are accurate. And, we we've, like any firm, we've gone to the lengths to make sure we satisfy the IRS's requirements, which, there's a few different things you have to satisfy. The fact is that we have real CPAs, and the other fact is that we use certified transmission services, meaning we use a certified service to transmit the actual tax return to the IRS. And as long as we do that, I think they're like, yeah, cool. As long as we get our money and it comes on time, I think they're pretty happy.
Yeah, appreciate that. Well, you've already given us quite a few tips, Sai, but we're ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
So, can I give you a life tip, a funny life tip, and
Please.
then a financial tip?
Love
Okay,
it.
I'll start with a financial tip just because it's top of mind for me. I assume many people probably already know, but for those that don't, I personally, now that I had a baby born last year, from last year onwards, American babies qualify for the Trump account. George, I don't know if you've mentioned this to your audience, but the Trump account is a really good and a big deal because the government will fund, basically it's a bank account. Well, it's an investment account that you can create for your child, and the government will deposit, I believe the latest figure is about $1,000, and then you can deposit a certain amount of money every single year, and that money will basically get invested into, the sort of standard kind of stock market, and you can't access that money. Only your child can once they become an adult. And I just think it's powerful because it's a good forcing. Intellectually, it makes sense to do it, but it's often just like, the barrier of like, oh, how do I set this thing up? And what's nice is that you can set it up with this year's tax return, so you don't have to go through deduction.com. We will obviously do it, but if you ask your accountant, hey, can you set up a Trump account for my child? There's a checkbox on this year's tax return. So the 2025 tax return, there's a checkbox that says create a Trump account. And so you don't even have to lift a finger. You just tell your accountant or maybe TurboTax, I don't know if they're doing it yet. And the account will be created, the government will fund it, and you can build incredible wealth for your child without having to really think too much about it. And I think it's a great gift. Imagine that at 18 or 21, you can tell your kid, hey, look, there's this really nice sum of money you could use for education. You could use it for whatever you need. So that's my pro tip. My funny life tip is a English saying, which is never wear socks that are funnier than you.
Well, I think that that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on. Never wear socks that are funnier than you. I think that that is excellent right there. A lot of people out there wearing funny socks these days, Sai.
You better match. If your socks are funny, you better match it with your humor. Otherwise, don't sell what you can't fulfill, So,
Don't let your socks write checks that you can't cash.
yeah,
That's
exactly,
great.
exactly. I see a lot of funny socks out there, and I don't think there's that many funny people,
No, certainly not that many. Totally
But
agree.
George, I think your socks match your humor. I can't see your socks on camera, but I have a feeling they match your sense of humor.
Yeah, well, they're just white socks, so.
Oh. Well.
Anywho, love the trip or the tip on the Trump account. It is, maybe it's going to preclude a lot of Americans from signing up just because it's such a polarizing word these days, but it's such a wonderful tool. It's an account that you can share the link to, kind of like a 529, and have other people contribute to it on your kid's behalf. So there's so many great, I think that it's an awesome tip right there, and I appreciate everything else that we talked about. So thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more? Tell us again how we can get involved with deduction.com.
Yeah, just if you're interested in what I'm building and want to join our client base, it's about 1,500 people and counting now. We started the company only 6 months ago. We'd be honored to support you. And then, if you just want to hear more fun English philosophical quotes, you can go to my ex. It's x.com/Cydanek. I think that's the URL. And I'm happy to engage with anyone on X and LinkedIn. Hit me up.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, sure, show your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to deduction.com, check it out, or just shoot Taylor at deduction.com a message and finally get that your taxes off your plate, because I know that if you haven't done them yet, you're thinking about it. So appreciate that. Thanks, good sir.
Thanks, George.
Finally, friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. So act accordingly.